Thank you, Brad, and good morning. On Tuesday, Jacob Hines, wanted on 3 warrants and a probation violation, fled on foot from a sheriff's deputy after being contacted in Lolita. A search of the vehicle Hines had occupied turned up a loaded handgun. On Thursday evening, Fortuna police received a tip that Hines may be at a residence in the area of Ronald Avenue and School Street and was last seen walking on foot. Fortuna police responded and located Hines on Tammy Drive, where he was taken into custody and later booked into county jail. Fire crews have made some headway against the Butler fire burning to the east near Highways 96 and 93 and around the community of Butler Flat in the Klamath National Forest. The fires burned more than 6,000 acres, and fire crews were assessing residences and other structures in the area for point protection if that becomes needed. A red flag alert is in place in the area as high winds and lightning remain a concern. Also of major concern is smoke from the fires. Residents in Wichpeck are suffering from very bad air quality due to fires in Oregon, which have burned more than 55,000 acres, as well as from fires burning to the east. The Arcata Police Department Special Services Unit served a search warrant at a residence in the 200 block of Beverly Court in Arcata on Thursday. Officers located a marijuana grow operation in the garage comprised of 150 plants, 11 pounds of processed bud, and close to $6,000 in cash. The grow operation was utilizing 15 times the electrical power a typical home in Arcata uses, and records indicate that the residents were enrolled in the PG&E care program. Officers arrested 31-year-old Nicholas Jackson and 24-year-old Sarah Klebel, and they were both booked into jail on charges of cultivation and possession. On Thursday morning, a sheriff's deputy on patrol recognized a green Toyota Camry being driven on Harris Street in Eureka as having been reported stolen by Eureka police. After initiating a traffic stop, the deputy contacted 38-year-old Lolita resident Jimmy Bowie, who told the deputy that he had borrowed the car. But the deputy noticed that the ignition had been punched out and Bowie was arrested and later booked into county jail. A search of the vehicle turned up suspected stolen items, including a tool bag with some $4,000 worth of tools that had been reported stolen on the 4th from a residence on Fern Street in Eureka. Deputies also found other tools, including a pneumatic stapler, a sawzall, and a cordless drill, along with a camera that are suspected of being stolen as well. If you believe any of the stolen items are your property, you're asked to contact the sheriff's office. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
For many years now, Mazzotti's on the Plaza in Arcata has been a Humboldt County tradition when it comes to fine Italian dining. But did you know that Mazzotti's is also famous for its great steaks and seafood? So when at Mazzotti's, you have a choice. Authentic Italian food, steaks, seafood, or all three. Remember, when it's time to celebrate, go ahead. Live, love, and laugh at Mazzotti's. On the Plaza Arcata, of course.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. The state of California is currently in the best fiscal shape it's been in for some time as revenues have increased and the state is facing budgetary surpluses. However, some are advising that the state move with caution regarding its increased revenues. Certified public accountant Bill McCauley stated that although the fiscal picture is improved compared to previous years, it's important to focus on the context of those revenue increases.
Part of that was because of a lot of transactions that were realized during late 2012 in fear of the federal tax law changes. It'll be interesting to see if that kind of transactional activity continues that results in tax revenues being up in California.
According to McCauley, sales and income tax are volatile and difficult to predict, and other states rely on more stable sources of revenue.
The states that are the most stable budget-wise have reliance on less volatile revenue than we do here in California. Property taxes are certainly much less volatile as a revenue source, and they're more consistent and predictable than income taxes.
As it stands now, there is reason to be optimistic about the financial shape the state of California is in. And a reminder, you can now follow us on Twitter at KINS News. And for KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.